this holiday, whether you're making a Kroger Simple Truth Turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for two, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Trying my hardest to make things easier on all of us. Doesn't always happen, but we're getting there. We're having fun and
are we really though?
I am.
I am.
If you're not, that's fine. The door is. I don't know, where is your door? I want to make sure I point in the right direction when I fire you. Oh, my God.
There's only a few times in this job where I don't have fun, and that's just editing.
Yeah, editing can be rough. But you know what's not rough is checking out our sponsors over at growgeneration.com. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. More on them in a bit. And I actually totally forgot that I have a word in there. I was gonna voice over my own video, but whatever. I'm not gonna lie guys. I had a bad moment before this. So I might be in a bit of a funk, but we're gonna try to break through it. And get through this hump day.
Don't call it that. That's weird.
As you all can see, welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and always
Manny the Moody Mammoth.
There you go. And our it's like a mini No Mercy reunion. I don't think Christine's been on with you, Manny, since
all of that.
Cobra Kai ended, yeah.
Yeah, so, hi.
Well, welcome back, Christine. It's a Wednesday, it's hump day, it's a wild card Wednesday, because I said so, and because saw the weirdest story yesterday. I caught it from Hollywood Reporter. Christine will have a piece up on the website a little later today. Which company is it? Which streaming service is getting it? Fox. And
that's right. Yeah.
It's
I even looked.
20. So it'll technically be 20th Century Studios and Warner Brothers, because we're getting a sequel series to the Flintstones. It's going to be called Bedrock. And brought to you by Elizabeth
Banks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're looking at a 20-something Pebbles in the dawn of the Bronze Age. So apparently in 20 years, we're going to go from Stone to Bronze Age, which is something that literally took a long, long, long time and hit like different areas at different times.
Yeah.
Like some people actually had to have the Bronze and the Iron Age brought to them.
Yeah.
But it's suspension of belief. It's a cartoon and all of that. But Manny, we make jokes and light of remakes and reboots and soft reboot sequels all the time. But man, how empty is the bottle when you're looking at a Sips or a Flintstones sequel?
There's a lot wrong with this, and the Flintstones is a very, very well crafted series that if you start moving it from the why am I talking slow? Oh my god.
Know. It's morning time. Like legit, we're no longer doing these things pre-recorded like we used to.
Yeah, it's 6:49 here. I don't trust Elizabeth Banks first of all. So as soon as her name's attached to it, I was like, ooh.
Oh yeah.
Everything she's touched lately has not been very, very good.
Kind of crumbled.
Yeah. Even though I did not mind her Rita Repulsa from Power Rangers. I think
that was fun.
Definitely needed more though.
Her Rita was fine.
Yeah.
Everything else around her Rita, the Rangers, the kids themselves, I mean, were fine. Mm-hmm. The suits were horrible. The
aesthetics
were horrible. And I know in talking with David Yost, the biggest problem with that movie was not bringing that Megazord together.
Yes.
The old school way, the Voltron way.
Yes.
It's like showing combined. Like, yes. Yeah, this is the reason why they showed it every episode.
Yes.
Every episode. Because it's exciting, you know? Anywho. Because you have this mixture of like dinosaur tech, bio dinosaur tech that they used that was very, very comical. And then you have a lot of the rocks. The rock element, obviously the Stone Age. So taking it into another age, I'm not sure what you're going to do with all that because technically you're advancing, right? So,
mm-hmm. Read Manny the official description real quick.
Okay, yeah, this is on HollywoodReporter.com. Bedrock will follow a 20-something Pebbles as she begins her own career while her dad, Fred, nears retirement. With the Stone Age giving way to an enlightened new Bronze Age, the residents of Bedrock will find this evolution, quote, harder than a swing from Bam Bam's club.
Yeah, I see this sounds like it's going to be super preachy already. It sounds like they're going to be asking all the residents to change, and let's bet now that Pebbles is going to be that protagonist. It's going to be heading that movement of change and everything, and it's going to parallel to us here, you know.
You mean where at least in the United States of America, where a woman's free to choose to go have a career or stay at home or do both? I mean, they're going to show that, you know, it's the giant victory that's been achieved in general.
And then they're gonna have some sort of PETA element watch, and I already hate it, man. I hate it.
Oh God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
free the dinosaur cranes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I already hate it, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what it's gonna be. I will say one of the writers is from Jurassic Park Camp Cretaceous, which my daughter and I love.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that ounce of hope for it. But I can't see it being anything else than what I'm describing. It's just tough. If you want a good, like, modern day version of the Flintstones, read Mark Russell's comic from DC from a couple of years back. That was done very, very well, where you took a lot of modern commentary, but put it into Bedrock, put it into the Stone Age. Didn't need to change anything. Don't reinvent the wheel. It's just the damn Flintstones. But yeah, you're right. Like, there's you got hundreds of other things you could do. There's a billion other properties. Why do you have to just do a regular Jetsons? I don't know. You know,
dude. I keep seeing it. And I'm going to watch it because I know it's terrible. But I got good memories of it. Especially my sister and I both loved the Jetsons movie. You remember with the sprockets being made and the little things that live where the minerals are being mined from? It's a ridiculous movie, early EPA, you know, propaganda for kids, but it's adorable and cute. You're absolutely right though. I would definitely reboot, sequelize. I would do something with the Jetsons before I touched the Flintstones.
Yeah, just because at least the Jetsons hasn't necessarily been worked with for a while, not even in the comic. Do Wacky Races. Do a Mad Max Wacky Races.
I thought they
did that in comics. Yeah.
Okay.
But do Wacky Races. That was fun. I'm just trying to name like a billion other.
I don't want the Jetsons or anything. Like, I don't know how I feel about this yet. So it's kind of like, I don't know. Just I guess I'd rather have something new.
Yeah.
Instead of just like constantly, hey, what's old and let's, you know, bring it back. It's like, yeah, I grew up watching that. My mom grew up watching that, and it's just kind of like, I don't know, just let it stay in the past. I don't think this needs a refresh. I don't think it needs to continue on with the story. It's like, just, I'm done.
Yeah.
When it comes to and you and I kind of touched on this the other day with the idea of race and gender swapping, and me and him kind of agreed that first off there's already, you know, females and minority characters in relation to like comic book movies that exist that don't have their movie or show yet. But we also talked about the need to continue to create more and encourage that. And this is another example of Hollywood. And look, I mean, can't blame them on the business, you know, the expenses side of it. It's smart to take something that's already got character drawings, so you don't have to worry about design as much. It's got background drawings, so you've already got storyboards. You know, there's built-in stuff with reboots and reusing, but at the same time, when we consume it the way that we do, we're basically telling Hollywood, keep being lazy, keep being cheap, and keep just rehashing old shit, right?
Yeah, and here's the problem with doing that, like especially for like the Flintstones, is the Flintstones, kind of like you're saying, we all grew up with it, and our parents grew up with it. My daughter didn't grow up with it, and a lot of people from the '90s, a little bit later on. I'm 88, so let's go my younger brother's birthday, 94, and 94 on. Really have no idea what the Flintstones are and may only think that they're a vitamin.
Yeah.
Which the gummies? Way better than the chalky things we had as kids. Oh, I love those gummies.
The chalky things.
You gotta do the chalky ones.
No, the gummies. I'm with my son on the gummies. Gummies for life.
Oh, you sound like a millennial, bro.
Oh, 85.
Oh, I hate that. I hate the aspect that I'm still, I guess I'm a millennial, but
We're on that bleeding edge of X.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah. She's all millennial except for social media. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
It's okay.
Finish,
bro,
your thought.
I told you, if it wasn't for LRM, I wouldn't be on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'd be posting every 3 weeks, maybe. I'd probably be off of Facebook. But it's right now, I consider it a necessary evil.
Yes. Yes.
So the thought I had was the problem is it's not going to you're not going to get the audience you want, because I don't know who this is going to who are you trying to get as an audience, because I think the people that are from our age are going to be are turned off by the fact that it's not the Flintstones, and then the younger crowd are like, what is this? And so you're left with just a couple of people checking it out and just going, eh. And there's no real nostalgia to it, and there's nothing necessarily fresh, new, and exciting.
Yeah. What's weird though is Banks. I liked her character in Scrubs for a moment, yeah. And then Kim really did something just mean. Like for those that haven't seen Scrubs, I won't ruin it, but you know, she does something mean and you really do hate her for a minute, and I was actually upset that the show tried to make her out to be a good person in the end, because I'm like, no, JD was in the right when he was like, no, never, ever, ever, ever. Anyways,
I need to watch Scrubs again, man. I grew up with Dr. Cox, man, and that guy's my hero.
Yes. That and Doctors Carter and is it Benton or Benson in ER?
Janitor.
Yeah, Janitor's great too.
I think it's Benton.
Yeah, I think it was Benton. Great. We were talking ER, Dr. Carter and his surgeon mentor, played by Eric LaSalle. I think it was Benton. I think those
Turkleton.
Turkleton. Do you think my name is Turk Turkleton? Dude, Bob is the best part of that show.
Yeah. Mr. Turkleton. Mrs. Turkleton. The Turkletons. I think one of my favorite moments in Scrubs is they call him in on a Saturday, and he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? He's like, oh, well, Dr. Cox told me to call you. And he was like, why did you tell me to call you? It's like, well, he's like, when you were training, he goes, you would call me every goddamn waking hour of the day. And so now, and then like he opens up the curtain and there's
payback
whole,
is
like,
bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I'd love Dr. Cox, man. I'm going to go back and binge watch that now just because of you. And I don't have time for that shit.
I know. Cause, oh my God. It had so many seasons.
Oh man, yeah. The thing is Elizabeth Olsen did that Charlie's Angels reboot.
Banks.
Yeah, sorry, Miss Olsen. We are good with everything you've done in recent history.
Your stuff is
You're gold.
Even Godzilla.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It was weird to see you kissing your brother in this. It was like the same year or year after.
Yes.
Age of Ultron, but good stuff. We watched Game of Thrones, so we're used to it.
Yeah.
But Banks, on the other hand, she came out and basically, I'm paraphrasing. Christine was looking to see if she could find the exact quote, but when all the hubbub about Charlie's Angels was going on, Banks basically was like, "The movie's not for men. We don't care. It's for women." And then the women didn't go out and see it in mass like she had hoped, and the same outlet that ran her "it's not for men" thing went, no joke, not lying, please look it up, you can find it. They then asked, why aren't men seeing this movie? So I do have some of the concerns you have. Did she learn her lesson and realize that, you know, you can't cut out 50% of the demographic? Like, take LRM, for example. We just pulled up some data, and our audience is 59% male, 40% female, guys. That's actually a lot higher than what it used to be, when it used to be back in the 20s when I first came on the site. But it's also females are growing demographic in the world of pop culture, but men aren't going anywhere either. We're still here, right?
Still on the couch.
Right. So it's a chance to do the melting pot thing where these other groups join the couch, the comfy couch. If you're a Teen Titans Go fan, you know what I'm getting at. It's a lazy Sunday, but it's a Tuesday. Not my problem. you're able to bring more people on, but with comments like that, dude. I mean,
yeah.
Does that, even if it looked good, having her had said that about a past project, the idea that literally she made a movie in mind where she was like, I don't want your money. I don't want you to see it. Like, I don't know if she was just playing a bit to try to like PR it up, but either way, do you care to see anything she makes?
If I want to see it, yeah. Like a pilot episode of this, I'd still check it out. I just out of curiosity. Hell, I watch other more terrible things.
Yeah.
Daily sometimes to review. So it's not gonna stress me out. But then hey, who knows? What if I'm pleasantly surprised? Yeah. I'm always up to being pleasantly surprised. Even if I go with something with kind of a mentality, it often leads to, you know what? Okay, this wasn't that bad, which is always a pleasant thought, especially when you spend some time on whatever it is you're watching. You should never alienate anyone. Even if you make something for, I mean, like it'd be as dumb as somebody making like a Chicken Little movie and being like, this movie's for kids only. And it's like, kids have parents that need them taken to theaters. Or in this case, women have boyfriends and husbands, and if you do something like that, that's gonna be a fight. As far as let's go watch this movie in theaters, and it's like, we ain't watching that.
And nope. She told me specifically it wasn't for me. Fuck
yeah.
That.
Yeah. So it could it's dumb and
yeah.
Besides, I watch kids' movies.
So do we. Yeah, so do I.
Like, you know, there's growing up, like as in like, you know, doing the right thing, being mature, paying your bills, doing what you're supposed to, but you don't have to like fully grow up, like the whole definition, oh, I've gotta be this boring person. Nope. My house is decorated in robots. Like, I've got robots everywhere. Like, I'm never growing up. So
yeah.
And back here too. I mean, toys everywhere.
Before we continue on, let's go ahead and hear from our awesome sponsors over at Grow Generation. And as a matter of fact, Christine will actually get to do this one, but not live. I'm not gonna be that mean.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Grow Generation is your one-stop shop for hydroponic grow supplies, product systems, and more. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
All right. Awesome. Read job, Christine. That was great. Thank you, Grow Generation, for sponsoring the show. Make sure you guys do check them out in the description below. There's a link. And if you make a purchase, let them know who sent you over there. All right. Well, one of the things I just thought about, Manny, when you were like, yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. And what some people need to remember, the idea of devil's advocate and what hosts do by, you know, prompting questions and things like that. It comes from a conversation Christine and I actually had the other night. There's an episode of American Dad that deals with the idea of the rapture in a way that I don't care for. You know, it does kind of push the line on my personal faith. So you know what I did? I just went to the next episode, because the next episode's great and hilarious, and I went on with my life, man, Manny. It took my brain a matter of seconds to go, oh, this is the episode that I don't like, because while there's plenty of time, like, I love Life of Brian from Monty Python, like, I love Dogma. Like, no, those don't, they're not blasphemous, they don't push the line to me, but this one episode has a few things, right? But I can still watch everything else, and all I had to do was push next episode.
Yeah.
And I like that, your idea behind the, just like you said, and I wanted to know with both of you, I'll go to Christine first, though. I always try to say I can separate the artist from the art. I'm into punk rock music, so, and I'm very constitutional libertarian minded. If you had to put labels on me, but trust me, I'm not allowed in anyone's political club. They all hate me. But is there something someone can do to where you're like, nope, I'm not watching it or listening to it anymore, Christine?
I think it just depends. Because, like, let's say, for example, with Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I already, you know, have the movies. I already,
it's bothering. Keep talking.
Okay, I already have that. I already have the books. I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to burn books just because, you know, she said things, J.K. Rowling said things that were offensive, because there's also other people attached to not just, you know, her books, but like the movies and stuff. And it's, I like it and I'm going to continue on with it. And, you know, I'm going to watch the movies because I like the actors in it. So it's not just about her. But sometimes you just have to switch that off, because some people, they do overshare their opinions. In fact, like, there was talk on the internet about the Simpsons episode making fun of Morrissey, and he's very opinionated, and it's kind of like, for that, like, I'm an occasional, you know, listener of the Smiths. Like, I'll listen every now and then, like, oh, you know, I'll just listen to the song and it's fine. But I'm not gonna, you know, be mad for someone who's going to say something offensive. I'm just gonna be like, I'm just not gonna pay attention to that and just get on Amazon Music whenever I'm in the mood, or, you know, read the book I already own. So it's like that for me, where it's just like, sometimes it's not just about that, because there's other people attached to books and movies and TV shows and music. So it's not just about that one person. So yeah.
I like that point of view, Manny.
Yeah, it's interesting because we supposedly live in a country where you have the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one side that has the has that freedom to really take it very, very far.
Mm-hmm.
And make certain comparisons and bring up certain topics and compare certain people to certain dictators, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or
certain actions to the actions of a regime. Yeah.
Yeah. Wishing they would die in very, very inappropriate ways, but because it's what's popular as far as an opinion in Hollywood pushes it too.
Yeah.
They do that now a lot. So what it does is it creates this, if you're not with me, you're against me. So everything that you say that I don't agree with is wrong. And for that reason, you should now be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that you supposedly, very hypocritically, and I do mean you personally, Kyle.
Yes, me.
preach that we have a freedom of speech and we're allowed to share our opinions unless that opinion is wrong. So then you have people like Gina, for example, who spoke her mind, and you know, it's a little bit far to one side, but who's to say that the other side doesn't go just as far?
Yeah.
It happens, and just for that you're gonna lose your job. You support one campaign over another, so now you're going to call to a ban on things they work on, and it goes on and on and on, and so now you have, you know, exactly like what Christina's saying, is that the words of one person are going to affect an entire staff, which includes people from both sides and everything in between. It's really stupid. And so for me, if I like something, I like something. I don't really care who wrote it, who's in it. If they're doing a job and they're doing it well, I don't really care about their personal life. Yes, there's exceptions.
Yeah.
Where if you have, you know, like horrible people like doing super sketchy stuff, things that are illegal, things that are immoral, as far as maybe trying to get kids to do certain things or
the casting, a Weinstein, right, situation. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. And yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody voted for this person in a party.
So people have an opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's boycott it, or let's cancel it because I don't like it. I don't like that. And then, like, you and I have talked about it, like with The Mandalorian. If Cara Dune showed up in season 3 of The Mandalorian, do they lose anybody in their audience?
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. No. It's just people that don't even watch the show that are making these kinds of comments and this kind of noise.
But or if they watch it, they're the casual. They're not buying the merch. They're not getting the shirts. They're not doing all of that.
Absolutely. So yeah, you know, J.K. Rowling's a perfect example. Like, whatever, that's her belief, and you don't like it, then okay, you also have the right to not read the books or go to Universal or watch the movies. But I really enjoy the franchise, and my daughter just finished all the movies and she's getting into the books. She has merchandise, and we're planning to go to Universal soon. So you know, it's what she likes. And I'm not going to be like, oh, you can't watch that because J.K. Rowling is a bad person. It's like, no, we're reading about a fictional character. It's not like, and deal with it. You don't like it, just turn it off. You don't have to. You don't have to get on your soapbox and make other people feel bad. But then again, yeah. I don't feel bad. Whatever.
Although you can say like something's wrong, inappropriate, and disagree, but you don't have to be like, oh, we need to cancel this person or yeah. anything. Like we just talked about last night, the whole, because Space Jam's coming out, the Looney Tunes back into action, the Pepe Le Pew scene, and it's like, but everyone knows that Pepe Le Pew is a creep.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that and be like, that's not okay. We can say that. And if you don't want him in the new Space Jam movie, that's fine. Because, you suck. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do find it funny, though. New Yosemite Sam cartoon can't use guns. Space Jam Yosemite Sam fucking shoots the fuck out of that basketball and then puts classic cartoon bullet holes in Daffy's beak, which I loved. I will say something about society's mentality. Okay. Hey, does anyone disagree with the idea that being a victim is valued today to a degree, at least in the fact that it gets you fame or at least gets you attention, right?
It gets you pats on the back.
Okay.
By certain people. That's
right. So knowing that and people being able to see that in culture kind of taps into the mind to feed into the negative side, the pessimistic side more often, right? If you see something, it doesn't matter what the intent was. Perception is all that meant, which is wrong. I'm sorry. Intent matters more than perception. Okay. Hey, and definitely more than projection. I lost my thought. Where was I going? It was with the old cartoons. Yosemite Sam, Pepe Le Pew. There we go. I got it back. The scene in Back into Action, the bad guy kidnaps Brendan Fraser's partner, girlfriend, whatever, puts her in her bag and is carrying her off to the Eiffel Tower, right? And here comes Fraser out, asks Pepe, have you seen a guy with a girl tied up, taking her to the Eiffel Tower? And he's like, well, it's spring, isn't it? Love is in the air. Okay. Somebody was like, oh, look, here's a rape joke in a cartoon. I was like, that's a BDSM joke. Why does it have to be rape? Like, there, it's spring, Eiffel Tower, France. That's all romantic stuff. You talk tying up, in my mind, immediately, I'm thinking that's a bondage joke. Why, how dark and how... What causes or what has caused people to look at it and assume rape first?
You know, I don't understand how a whole generation that grew up with South Park could be so damn sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
It makes absolutely South Park, The Simpsons, Family Guy. Yeah, here we are. Like,
my leg dropped.
Everyone's all about cancel culture. I don't get it, man.
Or something that you could do is like, you know, like when you have a scene like that because you know this old character is a creep, and you could just be like,
play off the creepiness.
Yeah, just like, that's gross, or you know, like that's not okay, or you know, like however you want to say it, like you know, where she's like, you know, like, but like Kyle is right, you know, like for some people, and it's not just like, you know, BDSM. It's just like maybe someone has like a fantasy or something like that, and it's just kind of like, you know, at least have the look like, no, or something to where it's like you can show that, you know, what he did in the past chasing that poor cat is wrong. You know, so you can still make it work.
You know,
the whole reason he was chasing the cat is because she got paint on her and looked like a skunk.
Yeah.
It was a mating. Like to me, it was more of an animal trying to mate with another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't. They're animals. They're not people either.
Yeah.
So it was funny because you know Pepe thinks she's a skunk. She's not that. She think you know. Yeah. I always found that side of it, and just You guys, I love that you mentioned Looney Tunes, because the next character they tried to cancel, and even in the Space Jam movie, was Speedy Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in it. And they're like, oh, he's a misrepresentation of Latin culture. And then I love the fact that a lot of people in the Latin culture came out and were like, whoa. He never asked for this.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of when you realize that a lot of times it's people almost wanting to like make themselves feel better. Because
we call them white knights. It's okay to say, okay. It. Yeah. They're white knights. Yeah.
They're so great. And the fact that Gabriel Iglesias, who voices Speedy Gonzalez in Space Jam, came out and said, hey, if you cancel Speedy Gonzalez, cancel me too. Because I'm the voice of Speedy Gonzalez. But I'm the fastest mouse in Mexico. You can't catch me.
Yep. That's awesome. You know, I saw him. I don't remember if it was right before he won Last Comic or was on Last Comic or right after. But he came to the casino near where we lived and did a show. And that was, 2007, 8?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a great guy. We've enjoyed all of his stand-up stuff. So I didn't know he was voicing Speedy. That's awesome. I'm excited about that Space Jam thing. There was that.
And cartoons are supposed to be silly. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
So, like for example, like Yosemite Sam. Like, yeah, like, it's kind of like that, like, you don't put people in a stereotype, but, you know, it's just a character.
He's a Wild West Texan.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's supposed to be fun and silly. And so it's like, yeah, all Texans are, you know, mad and crazy like he is. Like, no.
Yeah.
So it's...
I, you know, we always bring up this topic, the idea of a place for escapism and a place for commentary. We're starting to run out of places for escapism, man. Fuck. I heard somebody, I can't remember who it was. It was a celebrity, and it was or an athlete. And it was actually an African-American athlete, if I'm not mistaken, who said something along the lines of people watching sports, the reason they get angry when they hear politics or see politics in sports is because sports were meant to be that break from real life. You're not supposed to see work or see life on the field. You want to watch a game for, you know, depending on the game, 2 to 3 hours and forget about the world, right? But I do worry about the mainstream media, because not everyone knows about Bad Idea Comics. You know, not everyone has the ability to spend money on comics or even novels, which, let's face it, novels might become the last bastion of escapism. Go ahead.
Cancel Shakespeare.
Yeah.
They might. Don't say that. They might.
Actually, I did a whole interview on a documentary that's trying to see if Shakespeare even wrote anything. Is he even a real person or was just a pen name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it! I had a thought, and I just, I don't know why I went into Shakespeare. Damn it.
We were just what was I talking about?
Oh, now there's two of us. No.
I got brain damage.
You were talking about sports and
escape. Yeah. We're like, not novels, books being like the last place where we might see escape. Because, dude, fuck, it's almost like reality TV is the only fake place left, and I'm not watching that stuff.
Unless it's the 90s and we're watching Next or Parental Control. No, I'm just kidding. Those shows are such garbage. I can't believe I watched those.
Control, I remember.
He goes and have a fat ass. I'm saying Next immediately. What the? Who are you? Find these people. Jerry Springer, Mari, you know, good stuff. To that thought, also, you know who's in real danger? Stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to make funny jokes and talk exaggerated about everything. And then, some comedians have said it. It's like, I make fun of handicapped people because if I don't, I feel like I'm excluding them.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like it's worse than if they just left them alone, you know, because I don't remember who said it, but a handicapped person came up to him at the end. It was, thank you for making me feel like everybody else.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, although his differences are a little bit more apparent, he goes, everyone else also has goofy, funky things that they say or do that they're just there for a good time. But that's why I applaud comedians like Dave Chappelle, like Bill Burr, who really don't give a fuck. And they're going to speak their comedy, and which is why every time their specials come out, there's backlash, but also the support is so much more.
And that's why they keep getting the specials.
And that's why, like, Netflix keeps supporting, like, Dave Chappelle, because you don't see them all of a sudden, oh no, he said this, that's controversial. And how many people are canceling Netflix?
I will say this. I heard yesterday, I have not independently verified, but on the YouTube channel I was watching, he was allegedly reading texts from Bear Grylls. Apparently, Gina Carano's National Geographic episode will air because of Bear Grylls' insistence on it.
Why shouldn't it?
Why? It wasn't even connected to fucking Star Wars. And guess what? Nobody that wasn't already planning on dropping Disney Plus is going to drop it the day that episode airs.
How much noise are people really going to make because of that? Yeah.
And I worry about reactionaries. I worry about, and I don't want to get too political. First off, I want to make money for the video, but also don't want to drag this out too long. But I often worry about the ideas that we're sitting in place where we legitimately are creating classes of people in the name of tearing down other classes of people. We're just restructuring the way that they're classed, and it's not in necessarily a way to promote equality under the law or equal opportunity. It's almost being done in some instances, not all, as retribution, and not even necessarily retribution for what the people in charge went through, but retribution for things from the past. But the bad thing is that pendulum swing is going to come back the other way. And when you look, humans are bastard coded bastards with bastard filling, to quote Scrubs again. And that means that there's going to be people that are like, you treated what I liked or me or my fandom or whatever badly while you had a voice. I'm going to double down now that I'm back in. And that's not going to help us out in any way. So what's the best solution, everybody? Except that we all have different opinions. Except that we all have the right to say those opinions. And that you have the absolute right to either stand and disagree with it.
Yep.
Or take your headphones off, put your keyboard away, leave that thread. What is the point of demanding? Let the market – it's like the EU stuff and like the Gina Carano Bear Grylls thing. Let the market decide if she is as toxic as Twitter thinks she is. You'll see the toy sales slump. They didn't. The toys all got bought out and now are being sold for ridiculous scalper prices online. If the voices on Twitter are as big as they say, you guys will see a massive drop in subscriptions. That didn't happen. It happened after you guys fired her, allegedly. Let the market decide. That's the great thing about – and these – phones, these right here, it is a 24-hour news studio. So that means whenever a company fucks up, like legitimately fucks up, we can let people know and the market can take care of it. But guess what? Not everyone in the market thinks like you.
Yeah, and yeah, I have something to add too.
Sure.
Like, there was talk about Shang-Chi canceling, where's the actor's name?
Awkwafina?
No.
No?
It wasn't Awkwafina.
Oh, hell no. Don't cancel Awkwafina.
Oh, did you hear about that one, Manny? Awkwafina, there was some people online complaining that she had used, and I'm using their quote, the black scent. Which is not a word I've ever heard of. I've heard things like African American vernacular and Ebonics. I've never heard what? Black scent.
Oh, but, hell no.
They said she uses that in her music, but that she used the Asian American accent for Shang-Chi, and it's like, well, she's an actress playing San Franciscan, I'm guessing either a first or second generation Asian American, she would likely have an accent still. Yeah. That's not.
Do people know that a lot of actors that we see in movies here are actually British or Australian?
And yeah, that too. Accents?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, exactly. And with this, and I hate to butcher his name because I don't. The Canadian actor Simu Liu? Yeah. Like, they had to go back to 2012 in order to cancel
him. The Nicki Minaj tweet.
Exactly. And it's like, what's going to happen to some of these people who are outraged, what they're going to dig up? Because times change, opinions change. Like, what we see as okay and not okay is going to change. And you're going to find yourself canceled one day with what you put out. And it's like, seriously, 2012, and it was,
I thought it was a funny joke. He makes fun of Nicki Minaj. He's like, I thought I was listening to Nicki Minaj until I realized it was just a homeless man screaming. And that's joke on her music.
It has like, nothing to God. Do about the color of her skin. It's about her music and it's about her personally. And it's like, I don't have a problem with Nicki Minaj. I don't. But
I like the creep with the Lonely Island.
Yeah. So to me, it was just like, okay, so he doesn't like her music. Move on. It's okay. Don't get so mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was just like that. And it's like, y'all are going to find yourselves getting canceled in a few years.
Yeah.
So you might want to be careful what you say, or you could just let it go and just be like, okay, well, maybe not try to find something to be angry about. It's like people are addicted to being angry.
Yeah.
And they have these negative feelings and they can't let it go. They don't know how to relax and calm down. And I'm thinking maybe some of them need some therapy and get some coping tools. because it's like you can't live your life in anger because it will slow down. It'll shorten your life.
Yeah,
because it will eat away at you, and it does cause health problems. And so it's just like, stop trying to find things to be mad at. But yeah, it's like that's what made me mad. It's like y'all had to really dig in order to get at this man and get mad at this man. So yeah, it was like that. I wanted to make sure that I shared that because that really pissed me off.
Another perfect example for you guys is James Gunn.
Mm.
You know, what he said was not okay, but he did say it in a kind of, he was joking.
Yeah.
But it had been talked about and he had apologized.
Years ago.
Before they even did the whole thing with Disney. They did Guardians and he was working on his own projects. As a matter of fact, I was sitting in the San Diego press room. I was going to go to his panel, the Sony panel for his film, and then he canceled it the last second, and we're all sitting there, a bunch of us, and it's like, oh, this came up again, and Disney has fired him.
Yeah.
Over things that they had supposedly already cleared up, but they felt so much pressure that they let him go, and then
they realized.
Warner Brothers said, "We'll take you."
Yep.
And then Disney went, "Hold on, wait a minute." It's because you got backlash also from some of the actors saying, you fix this, and all of us, because of internet, you decided you were going to go back on it, and now you fired him. We're not doing the movie.
Yeah,
you know, you had like Dave Bautista, you had everyone from that cast
really pretty much
for James Gunn, and they're like, we're not doing the movie.
Yeah,
so all of a sudden the money thought came into Disney's head, and it didn't matter anymore.
Nope.
So now we're getting Guardians 3, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. But after, we're gonna get Guardians 2.5 as the Suicide Squad. Yeah. And congratulations, Disney, because it looks like he put a lot of good creative effort into that movie.
Yeah, and he's even now attached with like Peacemaker, and who knows what else he's going to do. But that bad taste almost ruined a filmmaker's career because of something he said years ago, and he had already taken care of, because you're a bullshit liar if you tell me you've never said something really stupid in the past. And I do mean that in general.
No one today is woke enough for 15 years from now. And the fact that you're already setting up a court of public opinion for people's careers, not even just for the project that they're on, for their entire career is terrible. And guys, it's going to come back to bite us in the ass. James Gunn worked for Troma. He worked on Romeo and Juliet. Disney knew what they were getting into. The fact that you people don't know what trauma is, don't get the dark. I'm sorry if all comedy's not for you. I am a dark, twisted person. I've been shot at and blown up, and comedy is my number one coping mechanism. It's been since I was a little, kids don't even realize how easy they have it today. Remember getting bullied for liking monster movies or comic books, Manny? Shit doesn't happen these days. Everyone likes zombies. Everyone reads comics, right?
All of a sudden, right? Yeah, Endgame's the most popular movie, and like, you fuckers.
Exactly. So I had to come up with coping skills, and comedy's one of them, and I do make inappropriate jokes at the wrong time, because that's how I can cope with it. Am I a bad guy for it? I don't think so. If I'm feeling sad that someone died and I make a joke based off of a line that they said in a movie or something like that, that's not too soon. That's not me being me. That's me coping with, hey, I like this guy and he died and it kind of sucks, but it was funny in this movie when he died and he said this line. Whatever. Yeah.
There was one thing I wanted to add about all this. The Orville, show.
Oh, yep.
The majority rule.
Season 1, episode 7.
Yeah, episode 7. Watch it and learn from it, because it was like everyone is like so scared to have like points taken away from their reputation.
It's a world.
Get in trouble, and you go on trial just on people's public
thumbs
opinion.
Up and thumbs down.
Yeah, and like everyone's got it, and you know, people from all over can just thumbs down you, and if you get enough, you're going on trial.
Lobotomized, basically.
Yeah, and it's just like I'm sure we're not going to go to that extreme, but it is something that, you know, is worth watching and, you know, reflect on, you know.
And there's a Hollywood insider right there, screaming from the top of his lungs, Seth MacFarlane, look, guys, this is dangerous shit. Yeah. Check that episode out. The thumbs up, thumbs down, social media episode.
Majority rule.
Good episode.
I really wish they had more seasons of that.
Coming out.
I did enjoy it.
Anyways, anyone else got any last words on the topic?
I think we've beat that horse pretty.
Yes. So everyone, you guys know what to do. Website is lrmonline.com. YouTube channel, red button, bell. Click them both. You got to click that bell twice and hit all of the notifications so you know when the great interviews hit. The shows like LR Mornings, Breaking Geek Radio, Marvel Multiverse, Anime Versal Cantina hit. Those also hit our podcast network, wherever you get podcasts from, your favorite app. Download it. Follow us. And show some love in the comments, guys. Talk to us. Let us know. And then definitely be on the lookout tomorrow. Join our live broadcast of LR Mornings for your chance to win a what, Manny?
We're doing giveaways this week?
Is it this? You said it was this week.
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to have to edit that. Okay, well, anyways.
You don't need to edit it. The people need to know that in the next couple of weeks, as soon as we receive the word from the wonderful world of Disney, we'll be having some goodies to go away from the upcoming Disney Cruella picture starring Emma Stone, which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited. Be on
the lookout for that. And on that same vein, all the stuff that's behind Kyle and Christine will be given away to our lovely audience one by one, week to week, including that lovely guitar back there. I'm just kidding. No. So, but we do, being that we work with different studios, we sometimes do amass sometimes Blu-rays, DVDs, and some other merch and things that we're going to start to figure out a good way to give them away to all you people, because we appreciate you guys listening to talk for us talking, because I don't even like to hear myself. I don't understand why people like to hear me. So we're going to do that, and make sure to, like Kyle says, visit a site today. The trailer for Disney Pixar's Luca dropped, and that's up now, along with some descriptions of Luca and what you can expect. And then also a little bit later, I have an interview with Laz Alonso talking about working with Guy Ritchie in Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham.
There you guys go. The social media information is below. You notice Christine does not have one, but she does write for the site. You guys can return the comments, and you can always yell at her through me. Tomorrow, breaking news could always change it, but I definitely do want to talk about something that Christine's had on her mind, Manny, and I definitely think it's right up your alley, and that's, why aren't we seeing more mythology stories from Africa, South and Central America, indigenous peoples from Australia? We've seen a crap ton of Greek and Norse mythology and German fairy tales turned into movies. Let's see some other stuff. Yeah, so
I'm bored with Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do love Europe, but I'm bored with the constant stories on that. Like I need more. I want to cast a wider net.
So check us out tomorrow to a little bit about that, and we'll see what else happens, and we'll be live at around 9:30. See you guys then. Thanks for listening. And I gotta put my outro, and I will have to make a small cut because I was stupid and I didn't load it up while I was talking. Oh my god, go out!
50,000 dollar cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.